Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Minoso steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield is called out on strikes. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Red Wilson. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House pinch hits for Billy Heft. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.